Welcome. This lesson shows an origin a known style post-hit tail workflow in Ableton Lev 12, using session view to design tails, then capturing them wet and moving into arrangement for precise editing. We'll build a reusable wet return chain, create per clip variations in session view, resample only the wet tail into arrangement, and then warp, pitch, EQ and place those tails in a drum and bass mix. What you will build, a reusable RPost tail return chain using stock devices, a session view workflow that generates multiple tail variations per impact with per clip sends and macros, a resampling technique that records only the wet tail, and an arrangement workflow for warping, pitching and mixing those tails into DNB tracks. Let's walk through it. Lesson overview and assumptions. This assumes you already have an impact source, either a drum rack or a simpler one-shot hit placed as a clip in session view. Clip launch quantization should be tight, typically 1/16 or 1/4. A. Session view setup. Creating the impact source and return chain first. Create your impact clip. On track 1, load a drum rack or simpler with your one-shot impact and make a short clip, 1 bar or less. Set clip launch quantization to 1/16 or 1/4 so launches are tight. Next, create the return chain. Insert a return track and name it RPost tail. Add the following stock devices in this order. EQ8, set a high pass around 200 Hz, 24 dB/octave slope to remove sub rumble. Saturator, gentle drive, about 1-3 dB, dry/wet around 10-20% for subtle harmonic color. Reverb, hybrid reverb or reverb, size 70-100%, decay around 4-10 seconds, start near 6 seconds, high diffusion, pre-delay 1040 ms. Set the reverb dry/wet to 100% on the return so the return is only wet. Echo, ping pong or stereo, dry/wet 10-25%, feedback 20-40% for rhythmic repeats. Grain delay optional, delay 0-40 ms, spray 10-30%, pitch plus slush 1-3 semitones, dry/wet 10-25% for shimmer. Second EQ8, gentle low cut at 200 Hz if needed and a subtle high shelf roll at 10-14 Khz to tame sizzle. Utility, control width, keep below full width, typically 70-100%, and use to manage stereo low end. Keep the return fader at unity for now. Make the return chain editable per clip by wrapping the core time-based devices, the reverb, echo, and grain delay, inside an audio effect rack. Create 2 or 3 chains inside the rack. Chain 1. Long reverb only. Chain 2. Reverb plus echo. Chain 3. Long reverb plus grain delay and a subtle pitch shift via a pitch device. Map the chain selector to a macro labeled tail type. This lets you switch textures quickly per clip. B. Designing multiple tail variations in session view. Use per clip send automation to vary tail intensity. On each impact clip, open the clip envelope box, choose mixer, then the appropriate track send to your return. For example, track send A. Draw different send levels per clip, baseline 0 dB, heavier versions at plus 6 dB, and so on. This enables the same hit to produce different tail intensities without duplicating the source. Use per clip device parameter automation for texture variation. On the impact clip, use clip envelope right arrow device and target the audio effect rack macro tail type to switch chain positions per clip. This allows one clip to trigger multiple tail textures. C. Capturing the tails, recording only the return to capture only the wet tail. Create a new audio track and name it Capture, RPost Tail. Set audio from to the RPost Tail return track. Arm that track for recording and set monitor to off or auto. Important, because the input is the return track, you'll record only the wet tail with no dry bleed. Make sure reverb and other time devices on the return are set to 100% wet where appropriate. Enable arrangement recording in the top bar. Start recording, then in session view launch the impact clips with the per clip send and tail type variations. Record long enough for the tail to fully decay. Add an extra 1 or 2 bars beyond the audible tail to be safe. Stop recording. In arrangement, you'll now have audio clips containing only the wet post-hit tails. D. Edit and refine the tail in arrangement view. Trim the recorded audio so the tail starts where you want. If you only want the ambient tail, crop out the earliest milliseconds to remove transient bleed. Turn on warp and choose an appropriate warp mode. For long, lush tails, use Complex or Complex Pro for timbral preservation. Use tones for harmonic tails, or repitch if you want lo-fi pitched artifacts. Avoid beats for long ambient tails unless you want chopping. Pitch and time manipulate the tail using the clip transpose control. Common origin unknown flavor comes from dropping tails -2 to -6 semitones. Small detuning of +or -3 semitones can add tension. Automate transpose over time if you want evolving movement, and use clip gain automation for dynamic fades. For final processing and mix integration, add EQ8 to the recorded clip. High pass around 200-250 Hz, a broad dip in the 400-800 Hz range to remove mud, and a gentle lift around 6-8 kHz for air. For added body, try parallel saturation. Duplicate the tail clip to a parallel track, saturate and low pass the duplicate, then blend under the original. Use a glue compressor on the tail bus with medium attack, long release, and gentle ratio to glue the tail into the mix. If necessary, sidechain the tail gently from the kick or snare to duck during hits. Always keep frequencies below roughly 250 Hz mono to avoid stereo low-end phase issues. E. Creating a reusable blueprint. Save your R post-tail audio effect rack as a preset so you can reuse the mapped macro tail type and EQ/saturator configuration across projects. Common mistakes to avoid: recording from the wrong source. Don't use resampling for this. Set audio from to the R post tail return to avoid dry bleed. Reverb dry slash wet errors. On a return, you usually want reverb dry slash wet at 100%. If not fully wet, you'll capture dry signal. No high pass on the reverb. Unfiltered low frequencies in the tail will muddy the mix. Use a 150-250 Hz high pass before saturation. Over whitening the tail, extreme stereo width can cause mono collapse and weird phase. Keep low-end mono and use utility width control. Wrong warp mode. Beats mode chops long tails. Use complex/complex pro for smooth, natural tails. Overcompressing or downsampling. Heavy compression or bit reduction kills sustain and shimmer. Pro tips: automate tail type and send together with per clip device envelopes, so one session clip can generate a family of tails during a single capture pass. Use the chain selector in the rack for radically different tails. Map it to a macro and automate per clip. Freeze and flatten R post tail if CPU is heavy before resampling. Freeze preserves the effect sound exactly. Use a compressor on the return track sidechained from the drum bus to duck tails under impact passages. If you want harmonic movement, automate small pitch shifts on the arrangement clip transpose rather than in the return to keep the return flexible for other captures. Use subtle fades in arrangement to remove clicks and shape the tail release rather than rough gain automation. Name captured tail clips with tempo and transpose info, for example hit tail a 174 BPM thirst. May practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes 1. In session view, create a short impact clip in drum rock and set clip launch to 1/16. 2. Build a simple R post tail, EQ8 HB220 Hz right arrow reverb decay 6S, size 80%, pre-delay 20 ms, wet 100% right arrow echo wet 15%, feedback 25% right arrow utility width 85%. 3. Wrap reverb and echo in an audio effect rack and make two chains, chain A equals reverb only, chain B equals reverb plus echo plus green delay. Map chain selector to macro 1. 4. On the impact clip, draw two clip envelopes. Mixer right arrow track center to create soft and hard send variations, and devices right arrow macro 1 to switch between chain A and chain B on different clips. 5. Create an audio track. Set audio from to R post tail, arm it and record into arrangement while launching both clip variations. 6. In arrangement, trim the recorded audio to remove the initial transient if desired, set warp to complex, transpose -3 semitones, and add a EQ8 with HB200 Hz and a 2-3 dB reduction at 400-600 Hz. 7. Automate clip gain and transpose across an 8-bar section in a DNB loop and listen. Recap: you've built an origin unknown style post-hit tail workflow in Live 12, a dedicated R post-tail return using stock devices, per clip sends and device automation in session view to create intensity and texture variations, a capture method that records only the wet tail by routing audio from the return into an arm to audio track, and an arrangement workflow for warping, pitching, EQ and automation so tails sit tightly in a drum and bass mix. Save your rack preset and exported tails as reusable assets. Final mindset and organizational tips: treat the return chain as an instrument. Save presets with clear names and macro ranges, and export captured tails with tempo and transposition in the file name so they're immediately usable. Check mono compatibility and keep low end tight. With a small library of captured tails, you can quickly add huge, production-ready atmospheres to any track. That's the blueprint. Start designing tales, capture a batch, and build a personal library of post-hit atmospheres you can drop into mixes instantly.